Democrats are doing really well in primaries across the Mountain West, even in traditional Republican strongholds. But political scientist David Parker says they shouldn't hang their hat on those primaries.
Primary voter turnout, you know, it's just, there are different elections. Independents may or may not participate. It's really not the best predictor of what's going to happen in the fall.
Parker says special elections, presidential approval ratings, fundraising, and consumer confidence are all way better indicators of what will actually happen this November. And he says many of those indicators bode well for Democrats. For example, important suburban voters are leaning more and more blue, while some traditionally Republican rural voters have been put off by Trump's trade wars.
We've seen farm prices falling dramatically, and if they feel that they're pinched in their paychecks, or they feel that they're not able to sell their product and it's at a lower price, they're going to generally take that out on the president's party.
There are tight elections in purplish places across the region, including Colorado, Montana, and eastern Washington. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.